This morning, the topic for mutual encouragement is to choose men from among you.
今天与大家分享的题目就是从你们中间选出人来。
Our church has different development, different period of development, have different needs.
教会呢在不同的阶段有不同的进展，而且有不同的需要。
And also will face different challenges.
而且也会面对不同的挑战。
If you look at the apostolic church,
如果我们看使徒时代的教会，
at the beginning it grow very fast.
一开始的时候，他们进展得非常的快。
On the day of Pentecost, 3,000 were baptized.
在五旬节的时候，有3,000人受洗。
The church grow from only a handful of person to become a big group.
教会由一小撮人后来变成了一个很大的群体。
So, and then the church continued to grow.
然后教会继续的增长。
It's no more a family church, no more a small gathering.
已经不再是一个家庭教会，不再是一小群人聚集在一起的一个小聚会了。
At the beginning, it's only one group of people in the church.
一开始的时候，教会只是一小群人。
It's the Hebrew people.
就是那些希伯来人。
But after the church developed,
可是后来教会发展了以后，
There's another kind of Hebrew believers join the church.
那又有另一组的希伯来人参加教会。
So they speak Greek.
这些希伯来人都是讲希尼话的希伯来，就是
even though they are Hebrew, but they speak different languages.
讲希腊话的，虽然他们是希伯来人，可是却讲不同的语言。
And the church continued to grow.
那教会继续的增长。
And there's a little bit of problem in the church.
造成教会就有一些难题了。
Let's see how they face it.
我们看他们如何面对这些难题。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 6.
我们看《使徒行传》第六章
verse 1,
第一节。
Acts chapter 6, verse 1.
使徒行传》第六章第一节。那时门徒增多，有说希尼尼话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。
Here tell us when the number of disciples increase, the little bit of problem appear in the church.
这里说，当门徒增多的时候，教会就面对一个小问题。
And then, because of that problem, there's some complaint and some grudges happening.
也是因为有这些问题，那后来就有人发了怨言，做了投诉。
So what does it tell us?
这里告诉我们什么呢？
This tells us wherever there's human, there are human problems.
这告诉我们，只要有人的地方，人就会产生出人的问题。
Where you have no human problem.
哪里会没有人的问题呢？
The place there's no human being, there's no human problem.
没有人的地方就没有人的问题了。
Maybe go to North Pole and South Pole, too cold, nobody live there, there's no human problem.
去到南极或者北极，那些没人住的地方就没有问题。
But wherever human, there's human problem.
只要有人在，问题就会出现。
But sometimes people may ask, why in the church, chosen church of God, why there's still human problem?
有些人可能会问，为什么神拣选的教会也会有问题呢？
Don't be so naive that, oh, in the church there's no problem.
所以我们不要那么幼稚，以为教会就会没问题。
We human, we have weaknesses.
其实人是软弱的。
We have limitation.
我们都有我们的弱点。
There are something that we cannot do.
有些东西是我们不能做的。
Something we forgot to do.
有些是我们忘记去做的。
Something we neglect to do.
有些是我们忽略去做的。
But not because we neglect it intentionally.
不是我们特意的去忽略，
but sometimes we make mistakes.
只是有时候我们犯了一些错误。
But we learn from our mistakes.
我们应当从错误中学习。
Even the apostolic church is established by the Holy Spirit.
虽然使徒教会是由圣灵所设立的，
they are filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们是被圣灵充满的。
But they still have a little bit of human problem, human issues.
可是人的问题还是存在。
But doesn't change the fact that.That is the true church.
可是这却没有改变一个事实，就是这是一个真教会。
Because God is with them. Because God is with them.
因为神与他们同在。
So today is the same thing.
今天同样也是一样。
You have to understand this.
我们必须要明白这一点。
As the church grow, there will be different kind of issues the church will face.
那当教会增长了以后呢，教会就会面对不同的问题。
If a church is only 5-10 people, of course, there's not many issues.
那只有五个人、十个人的教会，当然不会有很多问题。
But at the time, the church already few thousands of people are there.
可是当时的教会已经有上千个人了。
And of course, the church have different people speaking different languages.
而且有不同的人讲不同的语言。
And of course, between the communication, there's some issues going on.
所以在这个互相沟通方面，也有一些问题的存在。
At that time, the church is so loving.
当时教会他们是充满着爱。
They have decided we have to take care of all the widows in the church.
当时他们教会这样子的认为，必须要照顾所有的妇人。
寡妇。
寡妇。
Because widows cannot sustain their own living.
因为这些寡妇们他们不能够自己供给给自己足够的生活，他们没有金钱。
So the church must feed them.
所以教会必须要在这件事上供给给他们。
Maybe at that time there's so many widows because people die young, especially men, they die younger.
因为在那个时候，很可能在那个时候，因为很多男人都很早死去，所以有很多这些寡妇。
So it's a good work that the church take care of the widows.
所以我们看到教会这样子来照顾这些寡妇是好的。
But at that time there's only 12 disciples are doing all the serving the table and the food.
当时只有十二门徒，他们去做这些供给饭食的事情。
And then some Hellenistic Jews, Hellenistic Hebrew people, they complain.
那有一些说希尼尼话的希腊犹太人呢，他们就这样子投诉。
They say, why you always neglect about us?
他们说为什么要忽略我们呢
？Why did they give them food? Don't give us food.
为什么只给他们食物，没有给我们食物呢
？Or they skip us?Or they skip us,
或者是没有给我们呢
？Is it because we speak Hebrew, not Hebrew, but only Greek?
是因为我们只讲希腊话，希尼尼话，没有讲犹太话吗
？Of course not, not because of this reason.
真正的原因不是如此。
But of course, people have different thinking.
可是人却会有别的思想。
But the church must solve the problem.
可是教会却要去解决这个问题。
When the church solve the problem,
当教会要解决这个问题
，we have to find out what is the root of the problem.
要解决问题，就要找出问题的原因。
The root of our problem is not all the 12 disciples they don't work hard enough.
那问题的原因呢，不是十二门徒不够努力工作。
It's not that they need to spend more money to buy more food.
也不是说他们需要更多的钱来买更多的食物。
But the disciples they have wisdom.
那这些门徒他们也有智慧。
They think that now the church has grown to another stage.
因为他们知道现在教会已经增长到另一个地步了。
With a few thousands of people.
因为已经有上千个信徒了。
12 workers, 12 disciples doing all the food and managing the table is not enough.
因为有十二个人来去做这些供给食物的事情已经是不足够的。
We need to refocus.
我们要重新调整我们的注意力集中力。
Verse 2.
第二节，十二门徒叫众门徒来对，十二使徒叫众门徒来对他们说：“我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。”
He had to tell us that this disciple, the apostle, they really have the wisdom.
这里我们看到这些使徒们，他们真的有智慧。
Let's Peter and John and Paul, the 12 apostles. If they put down the prayer and the preaching, but every day work on the table, it's not good.
比如说那些使徒们约翰或者保罗，他们只是每天在那边煮饭给人家吃，没有去传福音，这也是不对的。
Of course they can do it.
当然他们可以做这种工作。
But it's not the best way.
可是这却不是他们最好利用他们的工作。
Because they have more important things to do.
因为他们有更重要的事情要去做。
And other work, other helper can come to help.
那其他的工人可以来帮助他们。
Because now the church has grown up.
因为现在教会已经增长了。
We need more workers.
我们需要更多的工人。
If a church want to develop,
如果教会要发展
，We need three kind of power.
我们需要三种主要的力量。
First one is financial power.
第一就是这个经济上的力量。
Of course, we need money to buy anything.
当然，我们需要有这个金钱来买所有所需要的东西。
This chapel costs money to buy.
那这个会堂，我们需要用钱来买会堂。
But financial power is not the most important power.
可是经济问题却不是最主要的问题。
The second power we need is manpower.
第二个最主要的力量就是这个人力。
Because in the church, there are many things need human being to do.
因为教会里面很多事情，我们需要人的力量去做。
But human power is not the most important.
可是人的力量也不是最重要的力量。
The third one is God's power.
第三样就是神的力量。
So the church grow, what must have these three powers?
所以教会的发展需要有这三股重要的力量。
Of course, we cannot neglect none of them.
也不能够缺少任何一样。
But talk about human power.
我们先说人的力量。
We are not talking about normal social standard of human power.
我们不是说一些普通的这些
世俗上的
社会上的一些人力。
We talk about the godly man, spiritual man, which can be used by God to work for God.
我们是说到那些金钱的、那些属灵的、可以被神所利用的人。
And they are the true good manpower in God's eyes.
在神的眼中，这才是真正的好的人，好的人力资源。
So at that time, they focused the disciples, the apostles said, we need to choose some man among us to help us.
所以当时使徒们他们就。集中了注意力，说我们需要拣选一些人来帮助我们。
And some people will say here,
有些人这样子说
I say, no, Peter, John, and Paul, the apostle, they just focus on prayer and preach the gospel. They shouldn't look at all the other things in the church.
他们这样子说，那彼得、保罗、约翰他们应当只是专注于教会的事情，而不要做这些琐碎的事情。
All the administration, they should not touch.
那所有的这些行政上的事，他们不应当去理会。
Is it so?
真的是如此吗
？If you look at the apostolic church,
如果我们看使徒教会
，even the seven were chosen to help the church.
这七个人他们被选来帮助教会。
But still, the church was led by the apostles.
可是教会呢，还是由使徒们来带领。
Even though they don't do food on the table, they don't serve on the table.
虽然他们没有在这个饭食上做这个分派的工作。
But the direction of the church, the important decision, are led by the spiritual apostle.
可是教会的方向、教会的发展，还是由这些属灵的使徒们去带领的。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Corinthians.
我们看哥林多前书。
First Corinthians chapter 12,
第十二章
verse 28,
第二十八节。
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28,
哥林多前书十二章二十八节。哥林多前书十二章二十八节，二十八节，神在教会所设立的第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其次是行异能的，再次是得恩赐异病的，帮助人的，治理事的。说方言的。
Here tells us God has established many different talents, many different workers in His church in order for the church to grow.
这里为了要使教会能够发展，那神在教会里面设立了不同的有智慧、有才能的人。
All of these workers are very important.
这些工人都是非常重要的。
It's not that who is more important than who.
也没有说谁比谁更加重要。
But here is the order.
可是这里却有一个次序。
Here is the first is apostle.
这里说第一是使徒。
Why first is apostle?
为什么第一是使徒呢
？Because they receive teaching from Jesus.
因为他们从主耶稣那里得到了教训。
They know the truth.
他们知道真理。
They should guide the truth in the direction of the truth, the church in the direction of the truth.
就是用真理来带领教会所应当走的方向。
They always remember what Lord Jesus said.
因为他们常常会记起主耶稣基督所说的。
Of course, Lord Jesus Christ never addressed all the issue particularly.
当然，主耶稣没有针对每一样事情都说出该怎么做。
For example, Lord Jesus never tell them you shouldn't be cooking, serving on the table, right?
当然，主耶稣也没有说你不应当去煮饭。
But they remember Jesus said what is the principle in the truth.
可是他们却记得了主耶稣所说的要他们实行的原则。
So when they remember the principle, they can make the right decision.
所以当他们有了这个正确的原则，就可以做出正确的决定。
So the church was led by apostle.
所以教会是由使徒所带领的。
And then is the prophet.
接下来就是先知。
Prophet are those who speak the word of God.
那先知就是那些讲神的传讲神话语的人。
Even though they are not the 12,
虽然他们不是十二个使徒。
Every Sabbath day they give sermon, they give teaching.
可是，在每一个安息日，他们都会证道，都会教训人。
So the member will know where the church is heading to.
所以使到信徒都知道教会所走的方向是朝哪个方向。
How they live shall conduct themselves.How they should conduct their life.
他们应当怎么过自己的生活。
Thirdly is the teachers.
第三就是教师。
Teachers is the one teaching the Bible.
那教师就是那些教导圣经道理的人。
Maybe teaching the young children too.
很可能是教导那些孩童的。
So this three group of persons represent the spiritual guidance of the church.
那这三种人呢，就是在教会里面提供这些属灵教导的人。
So once again, today our church is led by spiritual guidance.
所以呢，再次的要强调，教会呢是由这个属灵的带领、属灵的教导来带领的。
The only important principle is the principle of the truth of the Bible.
所以，唯一重要的教训就是这个真理的原则的教训。
All the other things are supplementary.
所有其他的事情都只是次要的辅助而已。
The most important is the principle of the truth.
最主要的就是真理的原则。
So, bear with this in mind,
那让我们谨记在心这一点。
And then now they are going to choose some worker to help out.
那谨记了以后就选其他的工人来帮助。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 6.
我们回去看使徒行传第六章。
Who are they going to choose?
我们要选谁呢
？Actually, what are they going to choose?
他们要选什么人呢
？Let's read chapter 6.
我们看第六章。
Let's read chapter 6, verse 6.
第六节，使徒行传第六章第六节， 叫他们站在使徒面前，使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上。
Now, after they were chosen, they were led to stand before the apostle.
所以他们被拣选了以后呢，就站在使徒面前。
This word stand, original text in Greek, is called dikanos, which means servant.
Servant. 那在这个站，在原希腊原文呢，是就是说工，就是工人的意思，仆人的意思。
This is a same word today. We say deacon. Actually, this word deacon means servant.
那我们常常说执事，执事这个执事这个词呢，其实它的意思就是仆人的意思。
So at that time, they are choosing servant to work in the church to serve brother and sister and to serve God.
所以当时他们是拣选这些仆人在教会里面服侍神，服侍弟兄姐妹们。
They are not serving. They are not choosing managers.
他们不是选择经理人。
They are not serving boss.
他们也不是拣选一些老板。
They are not serving officials.
也不是拣选一些
官员。
官员。
They are serving. They are selecting servants.
他们是拣选仆人。
So whoever should be elected shall know that okay, I am being selected as a servant.
所以那些被拣选出来的人都必须要明白，被拣选出来是要做仆人的。
And if this attitude is in our mind,
如果我们有这种这样子的态度在我们心里面
，then we can always remember ourselves, remind ourselves what to do.
那我们就会常常提醒自己，当怎么行事为人。
Am I going to be a good servant?
我要成为一个好的仆人吗
？Yes, maybe I'm very fervent.
可能我是一个非常热心的人。
But am I a good servant?
可是。我是热心，可是我是一个好的仆人吗？
It's very different between a servant and a boss.
那做一个仆人跟做一个老板是非常有分别的。
Some person can be a good boss.
有些人可以做很好的老板
，but they may not be a good servant.
可是却不能够做很好的仆人。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because when you are servant, you don't make your decision. You follow orders.
因为作为仆人呢，你是不会做决定的，你是只是遵照指示去做。
If you are your own boss.
如果你是老板
wow, you make your own decision.
你自己做自己的决定
you do the things you like to do.
你做你喜欢做的事
you do the thing you think is the right.
你做你认为是对的事
but if you are working for someone else,
如果你是替人打工的
you must remove from your mind, oh, I'm not anymore my own boss.
那你就要脑子里面就要想我已经不是老板了
Everything I must ask, what's my boss want me to do?
那在做每一样事情之前都必须要先问老板老板要我做什么
That means he must remove totally his own idea, his own ego, his own thinking
要完全的把自己的思想自己的那种骄傲自我都应该拿去
Even though we are very fervent
虽然我们非常热心
But good servant is, even though he's fervent, but he removed his own self
一个好的仆人他虽然热心而且也必须要能够除去自我
And that is very humble
而且要非常的谦卑
Very hardworking
非常的努力工作
Look at what Lord Jesus Christ described the quality of a servant
我们看主耶稣如何去描述一个仆人所应有的那种应有的态度
Let's look at Luke chapter
秉
哲
对不起
Luke chapter 17
我们看路加福音第十七章
Luke chapter 17
路加福音第十七章
verse 7,
第七节
Luke chapter 17 verse 7
路加福音第十七章第七节第七节你们谁有仆人耕地或是放羊从前田里回来就对他说你快来坐下吃饭呢
verse 8
第八节此不对他说你给我预备饭预备晚饭束上带子伺候我等我吃喝完了你才可以吃喝吗
Verse 9
第九节仆人照所吩咐的去做主人还谢谢他吗
Verse 10
第十节这样你们做完了一切所吩咐的只当说我们是无用的仆人所做的本是我们应分做的
Here Lord Jesus Christ tell us what makes a good servant
这里耶稣告诉我们一个好的仆人所应当有的秉持
Doesn't mean he has to be very smart
不一定仆人要非常聪明
Doesn't mean he has very high education
也不一定仆人要有非常好高的教育
Doesn't mean he has very good competence or ability
也不一定仆人要非常的能干
But here Jesus tells us what is the spiritual character the mindset of a servant
这里却告诉我们一个仆人所应有的态度和他的那个属灵的那个态度
First, he must be very hardworking
第一要非常的努力
For example, he's busy himself whole day on the field.
比如说一整天在田里都非常努力工作。
When you come home, you have to immediately serve the dinner.
那回到家里面要即刻的去煮晚饭。
So if a servant is not hardworking, he cannot be a servant.
如果一个仆人不勤力，那他就不能够成为仆人了。
A lazy servant will not be praised by the master.
因为一个懒惰的仆人是不会得到主人的称赞的。
And also will be even be fired or rebuked by the master.
甚至会被主人所责备，或者是被主人所辞退。
Secondly, a servant must not complain.
第二，作为一个仆人呢，不应当常常发怨言。
He cannot say, "Oh, I worked 8 hours on the field already, and now I cannot take a break."
他不能够说，我一整天做了八个小时，现在我应当休息了。
No servant can say, "Oh, I worked really hard."
没有一个仆人应当说，我已经非常勤力。
Only the boss, only the master can say you work very hard.
只有主人或者是老板可以对你说你非常的努力，
辛苦了，
辛苦。
But he himself cannot say I work too hard.
可是他自己却不能够说我已经非常勤力了。
Thirdly,
第三点
，verse 9,
第九节
，a servant must follow instruction.
那仆人要照所吩咐的去做。
He cannot do things his own way.
不应当是用自己的方式做事情。
If a person is very fervent.
如果一个人他非常的热心
，very high education，
非常的有学问
，very good ability，
而且非常的能干。
But if he serves God, he always insists his own way.
可是，在侍奉神上，却往一直要用自己的方式去侍奉。
He only thinks his way is the best way, his way is the only way.
只认为自己的方式是最好，自己的方式是唯一的方式。
Then he's not a good servant of Lord Jesus Christ.
这样子，这个人就不是主耶稣基督的好仆人。
He must follow the way of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他必须要遵照主耶稣基督的方式去做事情。
The principle of the truth.
就是真理的原则。
And he must understand what God wants him to do.
而且要明白神要他所做的是什么。
Fourthly, here verse 10 tells us.
第四点，在第十节告诉我们
，A servant must finish his work.
这个仆人要做完他一切所吩咐的。
He cannot give a start and leave it in the middle.
不能够一开始做了一点，然后中间就离开。
Or finish 90%,
或者做了九成。
He must start. He must finish.
那他从开始到完成都要做完。
And fifthly, here tell us.
的第五点，这里告诉我们
，A servant must be very humble.
一个仆人应当是非常谦卑的。
Even he finished everything,
虽然做完了一切的工
，He can only say, "I'm a useless servant."
他只当说我是无用的仆人。
I'm unworthy to be even a servant.
应当说我做仆人也是不配的。
I only do my duty.
因为我只是做我应当做的。
So when they choose servant.
所以当教会拣选这些仆人的时候
，So today if a church is full of many good servants,
如果今天教会里面充满了很多好的仆人。
And then our church will develop.
那教会就能够发展得非常好。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 6.
我们再回去看《使徒行传》第六章。
When they choose the servant, they set out a few criteria.
所以在这里，他们拣选这些仆人的时候，他们就设定了几个条件。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Chapter 6, verse 3.
六章三节，《使徒行传》第六章第三节。第三节，所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个。有好名声被圣灵充满智慧充足的人我们就派他们管理这事
Here the apostle lists out when they choose some servant they must fulfill these three characteristics
所以当这里使徒们他们说出如果要选一些仆人就必须要列下要符合以下所列的条件
They did not say they must be very smart
他们没有说他们是要非常聪明
They may say they will be very educated
也没有说他们要非常有好的学问
No They list out spiritual characteristics
他们这里所列下的都是一些属灵的要求
So when we choose servants spiritual character should come before anything else
对不起所以说我们选仆人的时候这个属灵的条件是非应该是首要的条件。
Because God look at this person's spiritual characteristic more than all the external factors.
因为神看一个人的属灵条件多过于他的外在的其他条件。
So what is the first criteria?
所以第一个条件是什么呢
？First, he must have good reputation.
第一点必须要有好名声。
Reputation is invisible, but actually is very influential.
这个好名声是看不到的，可是却非常有影响力的。
Maybe.You are not here, but your name is everywhere.
虽然你人不在这里，可是你的名声却传扬到很多地方去。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
我们看传道书第
七章。
七章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 1.
传道书七章一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 1.
传道书七章第一节，第一节，名誉强如美好的膏油，人死的日子胜过人生的日子。
Here tell us your name, your reputation is even better, stronger than the best perfume.
这里告诉我们，即使你的名声好过世界上最美好的那些膏油。
Oh, when you put on perfume, people from very far, they smell you and know your presence.
因为当你放上这个用了这个香水，喷上香水以后，虽然很远的人也能够闻到你那个香水的味道。
But they only last for a few hours or a few days.
可是这些只能够持续几天或者几个小时而已。
But when you have good names,
可是如果你有好名声
，even people are very far they talk about you. Wow, you're a very good person.
那在虽然在很远的地方，那些人也会说啊，这个人是一个好人。
If you look at the news,
如果我们看这个新闻
，the whole news dominated by The funeral of Nelson Mandela, right?
在过去在整所有的新闻都是一直在报道这个曼德拉。
He passed away.
曼德拉离世了。
Why people so many statements, so many head of state, even so many people feel so sad and go to see, go to attend a memorial service?
为什么他死去以后有这么多国家的领袖都去到南非那边去参加他的葬礼呢
？Because when he was living, he had a good reputation.
因为在他还在世的时候，他有好名声。
Even when he was living, people respect him.
他活在世上的时候，很多人也很尊敬他。
When he died, people remember him.
他死了以后，很多人都会纪念他。
We believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是相信耶稣基督的人。
We should work on our own reputation even more.
所以我们要必须更加努力为我们自己的好名声去努力。
We are children of God.
因为我们是神的儿女。
What do people think about us when we talk about our name?
当人家提到我们的名字的时候，别人怎么想我们呢
？Inside church or outside church？
在教会里面或者是在教会外面。
Oh, some people's reputation is very good.
有些人他们的名声非常的好。
When you think about him, wow, he's very hardworking.
如果想到这个人，就说这个人非常的努力。
Someone else, you think about him, you think about he's very loving.
有些人想到某个人，会说这个人很有爱心。
I always help people.
一直在帮人。
Someone have the good reputation.
有些人他们有好名声
He's very responsible.
因为他非常负责任
If things given to him or her, he will finish it very well.
只要把事情交托给这个人他肯定会把事情做好
Some have a reputation of faith.
有些人他们的名声就是很有信心
They always pray.
因为他们常常祷告
Whatever problem, they pray and ask God to help.
因为无论发生什么事情他们都会向神祷告求神帮助
So people can have very different good reputation.
所以每个人很可能有不同的美好的名声。
What is your reputation?
那你的美好名声是什么呢
？Maybe you don't know.
很可能你不知道。
Maybe ask your wife, see whether she can tell you.
那你要问问你的妻子，你的另一半，
maybe,
看他能够告诉你什么。
Ask your husband or ask your children.
或者问你的丈夫或者你的孩子，
or、
他们能够告诉你什么
？Or ask your friend.
或者问你的朋友。
What do you think of me?
你们。你们如何想我呢
？A good servant must have good reputation.
所以一个好的仆人必须要有好名声。
Otherwise, people outside the church will slander against us.
不然的话，那教会以外的人就会说我们的坏话。
Secondly,
第二点
，Here tell us in verse 3 tell us it must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这里第三节告诉我们要被圣灵充满。
What does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
被圣灵充满是什么意思呢
？Of course, Holy Spirit is invisible.
圣灵也是我们看不到的。
It's very difficult to see. Oh, Holy Spirit is how many level? Just like the oil tank, how much gasoline is there, right?
因为我们不是一个油桶，也不能够看到说你放油放了多少。
Holy Spirit is invisible.
我们看不到圣灵究竟充满是在哪里的，是看不到的。
Holy Spirit itself is invisible.
因为圣灵本身就是肉眼所看不到的。
But when a person filled with the Holy Spirit is visible.
可是一个人如果被圣灵充满却是可以被人看出来的。
There's some external factor that people can witness.
那可以让别人在外在上可以看得出来的。
Look at chapter 6, there's one example who is Stephen.
我们看第六章有一个例子就是斯提凡。
Let's see how people know he's filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们在这里看别人如何知道斯提凡是被圣灵充满的。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Chapter 6, verse 5.
第六节，使徒行传六章第五、第六节、第五节，大众都喜悦之话，就拣选了斯底凡，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人。
He tells us, Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he has great faith.
这里告诉我们，他斯底凡是大有信心、圣灵充满的人。
If a person filled with the Holy Spirit,
如果一个人圣灵充满，
he will have strong faith on God.
那他对神就有非常好的信心。
He will not afraid of the problem in front of him.
他不会害怕摆在面前所面对的问题。
Just like Stephen, he preached the word of God.
就好像斯提凡他传扬神的话。
Many people oppose him.
很多人抵挡他。
Even threaten him.
甚至要威胁他。
But he never stopped.
可是他却没有因此而停止。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he truly believed what he preached.
因为他真的相信自己所传的。
He trusts in himself with God.
因为他把自己交托在神的手中。
He's not even afraid of his own future.
他也不害怕自己将来所要面对的是什么。
He knows God take care of everything.
因为他知道神会照顾他所有的一切事情。
So a good servant must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以一个好的仆人必须要被圣灵充满。
And then he have very demonstrate very strong faith.
那就可以让别人看出他是大有信心的。
Verse 15, let's jump to chapter 6, verse 15.
我们再看《使徒行传》六章十五节，《使徒行传》六章十五节，在公会里坐着的人都盯近看他，见他的面貌好像天使的面貌。
Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit.
斯蒂凡被圣灵充满。
Here it tells us, even among persecution or accusation,
这里说虽然被人逼迫、被人指责。
But Stephen, his face looked like an angel.
可是斯蒂凡的面貌看下去却好像天使一样。
Who said he looked like angel?
谁说他看起来像天使一样呢？
Stephen, not Stephen himself.
不是斯蒂凡自己说的。
He didn't say, "Hey, look, I look like an angel. Do you realize?"
他没有说，你看我像不像天使？
Who said he looked like angel?
是谁说斯蒂凡看像天使呢？
Those who were sitting in the synagogue.
就是那些坐在公会里的人
，those who try to accuse him，
那些指责他的人
，but actually they find out there's something different about Stephen。
他们在这里看到斯蒂凡与众不同
，there's the spiritual characteristic，
因为他有这个属灵的那种
气质啊，
气质
，it's difficult to describe，
是很难去描述的。
But sometimes you know certain person is a Christian or not。
有时候我们看一个人，我们就会知道这个人是否是一个基督徒。
Sometimes in the airport, right?
有时在飞机场里面
，some brother and sister are assigned to pick up certain church member.
我们一些弟兄姐妹们被指定去接送一些信徒。
They never met.
虽然没有见过面。
But they ask him, "Are you two church member?"
他们会问说，你是真耶稣教会信徒吗
？Yes, yeah, I am.
然后说，是我是的。
Okay, we found the right person.
那我们真的找到这个人了。
And why you know that I am a church member?
为什么你知道我是信徒呢
？Difficult to say, right? You just look like a church member.
很难说，就是只是觉得你就是一个教会的信徒。
This is a spiritual characteristic.
因为有那种属灵的特质可以看得出来。
It's not because you look like a Hollywood movie star.
并不是你像那些明星一样。
But rather because you're so filled with the Holy Spirit, even you look so gentle, so pure, so holy, so.Spiritual.
因为被圣灵充满，所以看起来非常的温柔非常的属灵，而且非常的让人能够认出来。
Look like an angel.
这里说就好像天使一样。
Now next time you look at the mirror, look at yourself. Do you look like an angel?
下次我们自己照照镜子，看自己是否看起来像天使一样。
Yes, if you are very joyful.
如果你是非常开心的人
，very thankful,
是一个常常感恩的人
，always praise God in your heart.
常常心里面感谢神的人
，always smile, always pray.
常常微笑常常祷告的人
always help people full of love
充满爱常常去帮助别人的
indeed you look like an angel
这样子你就会看起来像天使
but sometimes when you are very angry
有时候你如果常常充满怒气
next time if you lose your temper look in the mirror what do you look like
那每一次如果你发怒你去看看照照镜子看自己的样子
I don't think it looks like an angel.
我觉得如果这样子就应该不像天使的样子。
It's a spiritual characteristic.
这是一个属灵的一种特质。
Somebody filled the Holy Spirit, the spiritual characteristic.
有些人因为被圣灵充满，所以有这个圣灵的这种属灵的特质可以看得出来。
What else?
还有什么呢
？Verse ten, chapter six, verse ten.
第六章第十节。
Chapter six, verse ten.
使徒行传六章十节，斯蒂凡是以智慧和圣灵说话，众人。抵挡不住。
How do we know Stephen is filled with the Holy Spirit?
我们怎么知道斯蒂凡是被圣灵充满呢？
He speak in wisdom and the spirit.
因为他是以智慧和圣灵说话。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢？
When a person feels the Holy Spirit.
当一个人被圣灵充满是什么意思呢？
He don't speak for himself.
因为当一个人被圣灵充满，他说话不是为自己而说，
but he speak for God.
而是为神而说。
He speak for the truth.
他为真理而说。
Stephen never say, "Why you accuse me?"
斯蒂凡没有说为什么你指责我。
What I think, what I want.
我认为我要。
Stephen don't even talk about himself.
斯蒂凡完全没有谈论到自己。
Stephen only talk about the truth.
他只是谈论到真理。
The prophecy in the Bible.
还有圣经里面的预言。
He talk about the truth, he don't talk about himself.
他没有说自己，只说真理。
Even you attack me, it doesn't really matter.
如果你攻击我，也没什么关系。
I only tell you what is the truth.
我只是要让你知道真理是什么。
Even the truth hurts, but I still have to tell you.
虽然这个真理听了以后会让你觉得难过，我还是要告诉你。
So when a person feels the spirit, when he talk, when he think, all according to the truth.
所以当一个人被圣灵充满，他所说的他所想的都是遵着真理而行的。
It's not according to himself.
而不是依照自己的意思而去做的。
What else?
还有什么呢？
Chapter 7.
第七章。
Verse 55. Verse 54.
使徒行传七章第五十四节。
754.
使徒行传七章五十四节。众人听见这话就极其恼怒，向斯提凡咬牙切齿。
55节，
但斯提凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边。
Here tell us when everybody is gnashing the teeth, trying to almost kill Stephen.
这里说很多人他们咬牙切齿，都想要杀掉这个斯提凡。
Because he preached the word against them.
因为他所传的道是以他们违背的。
But Stephen is filled with the Holy Spirit.
可是斯蒂凡却被圣灵充满。
What does it mean filled with the Holy Spirit?
被圣灵充满是什么意思呢？
When you feel the Holy Spirit, your eyes always fix on Lord Jesus.
当你被圣灵充满，你的眼睛永远都是盯睛在主耶稣身上。
When you feel the Holy Spirit, you see God's glory.
如果被圣灵充满，就能够看到神的荣耀。
You don't even look at the problem.
不会看所面对的问题。
Or human being didn't like you.
或者是不会说看到有人不喜欢你。
Stephen don't even spend his eyes looking at all those humans.
这斯蒂凡没有花时间去看这些人。
Stephen look at God.
斯蒂凡只是盯睛看神。
When we have problems,
当我们面对问题，
sometimes we look too much on problem.
我们常常都会只着重于这个问题。
That's why I feel disappointed.
所以有时我会伤心。
Or frustrated.
或者是失望。
Or lose heart.
或者是灰心。
Because we forget to look on God.
因为我们忘记了看神。
But Stephen feels the Holy Spirit.
可是斯蒂凡被圣灵充满。
He look on God.
所以他就定睛看神。
And when he look on God, he see God's glory.
所以当他看神，他就看到神的荣耀。
And when he see God's glory, everything else doesn't really matter.
看到神的荣耀以后呢，这世界上一切的事情就变得不重要了。
Today we think any other thing else matter a lot because we didn't focus on God.
今天我们觉得世界上很多事情都非常重要，因为我们没有盯紧在神的身上。
But if you focus on God, everything else doesn't really matter.
可是如果把我们的注意力放在神的身上，那世界上的一切事情其实就变得不重要了。
And how do we know Stephen filled the Holy Spirit?
我们如何知道斯蒂凡是被圣灵充满的呢？
Because Stephen have so much love in his heart.
因为斯蒂凡心里面充满爱。
They are almost to stone Stephen to death.
他们快要把斯蒂凡用石头打死了。
Verse 59.
第五十九节。
Verse 59.
对不起。使徒行传第七章第五十九节，他们正用石头打的时候，斯蒂凡呼吁说求主耶稣受我的灵魂。
Verse 60.
第六十节，又跪下大声喊着说，主啊，不要将这罪归于他们，说了这话就睡了。扫罗也喜悦他被害。
He tells Stephen full of love in his heart.
这里我们看到斯蒂凡他心里面充满爱。
How do we know he feels the Holy Spirit?
我们怎么知道他是一个被圣灵充满的人呢？
Because he has love.
因为他心里面有爱。
Because God is love.
因为神就是爱。
If God's Spirit fills you,
如果神的圣灵充满你，
your heart have so much love.
你的心里面就充满爱。
You know, those people are using the stone one by one to stone Stephen to death.
这些人他们用石头，每一个人拿起石头，每一个人都要把斯蒂凡打死。
You know, you can imagine Stephen's face, the head filled with blood and injuries.
我们可以来去试想一下，那斯蒂凡的脸、他的头、他的身体都是充满了这些伤痕和有血。
But can you imagine, Stephen, the last word is to pray for those who are killing him.
可是我们可以想象得到吗？斯蒂凡他最后的祷告竟然是向那为那些要杀他的人来祷告。
Just like Lord Jesus Christ.
就好像主耶稣基督。
On the cross, he prayed for those who persecute him.
在十字架上，主耶稣为那些逼害他的人祷告。
That's why Jesus can use his love to capture all of us together here.
就是因为这样子，主耶稣可以用他的爱把我们所有的人都圈入在今天他的教会里面。
Because truly love us.
因为他真的爱我们。
So today, if you feel the Holy Spirit,
如果今天我们是被圣灵充满的，
you have so much love.
我们心里面就会充满爱。
Yes, people may hurt you.
很可能别人会伤害你，
but you don't really mind it.
可是你却觉得不重要。
You even pray for the person who hurt you.
你也会为这些伤害你的人祷告。
So this is the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
这就是被圣灵充满的景象。
We should always pursue to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要常常成为一个追求被圣灵充满的人。
If the servant filled the Holy Spirit,
如果一个仆人被圣灵充满，
God will work for him, work with him.
那神会与他同工。
But how can we be filled with the Holy Spirit?
那如何能够被圣灵充满呢？
A person can only be filled with the Spirit if he always pray.
那一个人要得到圣灵的充满，唯一的方式就是要常常祷告。
If a servant doesn't like to pray,
如果一个仆人、一个工人是不喜欢祷告的，
they only like to work,
只是喜欢工作的，
only like to have meeting,
只是喜欢一直开会的，
only like to do things,
只是一直喜欢不断的工作的。
But prayer, you didn't see him.
可是祷告却没有看到这个人。
He didn't like prayer.
他不喜欢祷告的。
He cannot be a good servant.
那这个人就不是一个好仆人。
Because by himself, we can never receive fullness of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们借助自己的能力是不可能被圣灵充满的。
We can only gain the fullness of the Holy Spirit through prayer.
我们唯有要借助祷告才能够被圣灵充满。
So this is very important.
所以这是非常重要的。
And also coming back for Acts chapter 6,
我们再回去看《使徒行传》第六章。
The last criteria on verse chapter 6 verse 3,
第三节的最后一个条件
is fullness of wisdom,
就是智慧充足。
A good servant is a servant full of wisdom.
一个好的仆人是一个智慧充足的好仆人。
It's difference between smart and wisdom.
那有智慧跟聪明是不同的事。
Today many people are very smart.
今天很多人都很聪明。
Many children look at them, they're so young, they can how to use no computer and all the stuff.
我们看这些小孩子啊，他们现在很年纪小小就懂得用那些电脑。
And people they're very smart nowadays.
今天的人也非常聪明。
Can do a lot of work.
可以做很多事情。
But there's a worldly wisdom, worldly smartness.
这些只是世界上的聪明而已。
But God wants His wisdom, His servant to be spiritually wise.
可是神呢，却要他的工人是属灵上有智慧的。
What does it mean to have wisdom?
有智慧是什么意思呢？
Does it mean high education?
不是说有高学问。
On the society, you're very high class.
或者是在这个这个社会上是一个高级的人。
What does it mean wisdom? What does it mean having true wisdom? What does it mean to have true wisdom? 智慧是什么意思？
有真智慧是什么意思呢？
Let's turn to Proverbs.
我们看箴言
chapter 9.
对不起，箴言第九章
verse 10.
第十节。
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10.
箴言第九章第十节，箴言九章十节，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
The Bible gives us a very good definition of wisdom.
这里圣经给我们为智慧下了一个很好的定义。
Who is the man of wisdom?
谁是智慧人呢？
He must fear God.
就是那个敬畏神的人。
He must have the attitude to fear God truly.
就是要一个真正能够敬畏神的有态度的人。
A servant not only love God.
一个工人仆人不但只是爱神，
not only have to be fervent for God,
不但只是要为神发热心。
The most important is the servant must fear God.
最主要的，这个仆人必须要敬畏神，
怕神哦，还有怕神。
要
in English is fear God, right? 有点怕这个意思。
为
啊 ，you know why when God choose Moses, why He show him vision?
当神拣选摩西的时候，为什么要给摩西看那个异象呢？
The vision of burning bush.
就是那个火烧荆棘的那个异象。
And God talked to him from the fire.
因为神在火中与他对话。
Wow. Moses must be very, very revered.
啊，当时啊，摩西的态度肯定是非常的敬虔。
Because the Old Testament people think that we are not supposed to see God.
因为在旧约里面的人，他们认为我们是不应当看到神的。
If we see God, we'll die.
因为看到神会死。
And God talked to him.
啊，神跟他说话。
Remove your shoes.
把你的鞋子脱下。
This is a holy ground.
因为这个是圣地。
We are so sure Moses must always remind himself about this vision he saw.
那我们非常肯定，摩西会常常想起、记起他所看到的这个意象。
When we serve God, we are standing in this holy ground.
所以，当我们侍奉神的时候，我们是站在这个圣地上侍奉神。
It's not your house.
不是你的家。
It's not my house.
也不是我的家。
It's not my company.
也不是我的公司。
It's not a playground.
也不是一个玩耍的地方。
This is a holy ground.
因为这是圣地。
The fire of God is burning.
因为神的圣火在这里燃烧。
So Moses in his life is fear God.
所以在摩西的一生里面都是敬畏神的。
If you look at Isaiah,
如果我们看以赛亚。
God showed him the vision before he used him.
对不起。那神在还没有用他之前，让他先看一个意象。
He saw the heavenly throne.
他看到这个，天上的宝座。
And then the angels, seraphim, burning.
看到这个撒勒佛这个天使，在都有火在那边。
And then God is so mightily.
而且神是那么的，荣耀伟大。
In his heart, he must fear God.
所以在他心里面是非常的敬畏神。
So what is true wisdom?
所以真正的智慧是什么呢？
It's not that you are very smart.
并不是你非常聪明。
It's not that you are very high educated.
或者是很有学问。
Or 200 IQ.
或者是你的 IQ 上200。
True wisdom is you really fear God.
真正的智慧是真正的能够敬畏神。
If you know how to fear God,
如果懂得敬畏神，
In God's eye, you're very wise.
那在神的眼中，你就是非常有智慧。
Because you do everything according to the way of God.
因为所做的一切都是遵着神的方式去做。
You not think you're very smart.
因为不再自以为聪明了。
You ask God everything that you do.
因为每一样事情都会先求问神。
So this is true wisdom.
这才是真智慧。
So that's why the apostle tell them.
所以这里使徒们这样子对他们说，
We need to select seven servants here.
这里说我们需要拣选七个仆人。
They have to have good reputation inside and outside the church.
在教会里面外面都要有好名声。
They have to fill the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满。
And they have to have spiritual wisdom.
而且要智慧充足。
This means the attitude towards God is God-fearing.
就是说，他们对于神的态度是一个敬畏神的态度。
At the end, as a result,
那后来所得到的答案呢？
Let's turn to Acts chapter 6, verse 7.
我们看《使徒行传》第六章第七节。
Acts chapter 6, verse 7.
使徒行传六章七节，神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目。加增的甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。
Here tell us the word of God prospers.
这里告诉我们神的道兴旺起来。
Why does the word of God prosper?
为什么神的道兴旺起来呢？
Because they have selected seven very good servants.
因为他们已经能够拣选了七位很好的仆人。
That's why God worked with them.
所以神与他们同工。
And then the word prospers.
那神的道就兴旺起来。
So the future of the church is really related to what kind of servant.That we have.
所以教会的未来就是我们所拥有的是怎么样的工人。
So we have to ask the Lord to choose His servants.
所以我们要求神拣选他的工人。
And to help all the servants to have all these good characteristics.
要帮助这些工人有这些好的条件。
Let's sing him.
我们一起唱诗。
50 each.
第58首。